In Vanuatu, the new CEO of a controversial medical marijuana company, Phoenix Life Sciences, says that he hopes to restart operations by the end of the year. Willis Victory has taken on the role after the company's former CEO, Australian man Martin Tindall, was arrested in the US on charges of security fraud. As we've previously revealed here on Pacific Beat, the US-based company had signed a 25-year agreement with Vanuatu to use its cannabis-based product to treat diabetes, cervical cancer, and autoimmune diseases. They have also planned to test their product on Vanuatu patients, but they don't have medical approval to do so in any other country. Mr. Victory says he hopes to rebuild trust with Vanuatu's new government to continue with these plans. Reporter Priyanka Srinivasan spoke with Mr. Victory, along with Phoenix Life Sciences Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Roni Deluz.
What we're doing now is we're revisiting our relationship, and we will vow to renew our contract with the government. And in doing that, what we're going to do is just provide a lot of comfort in our plans and what we have for education and also testing in our mission of research there on Vanuatu. So our goal now is to get back over there as soon as possible. Travel's kind of restricted now, but to actually sit down with the government and the Ministry of Health and look over everything to see what they have as far as any scrutiny, criticism, ideas and suggestions that we're open to, and really sit down and get their input.
But I'm interested in, because like, as I mentioned, we had these agreements that were already signed with the previous government in Vanuatu, along with a number of other, employment or appointments made by Phoenix Life of people in Vanuatu. So do you mean to say that at the moment, the Vanuatu operations are still under discussion with the government? There's nothing actually happening, despite the fact there are people there who are part of Phoenix Life Sciences?
What happened is, and I can go into certain measures, and there's some legal things I have to stay away from here, but the former CEO was replaced, and that's where the discussions had began. I'm not sure everything that had happened before I got here. I've gotten wind of a lot of conversations, and I obviously have all of the files in. However, we're going to continue to work with those people that were appointed, and we're going to continue that mission there. It's just going to be done a little differently. And obviously, we're pretty excited to get back on board with that and get over to Vanuatu.
Let's go to you, Dr. Roni, because I understand you are the Chief Medical Officer for Phoenix Life Sciences. And I know you've just recently come on board, but Phoenix Life Sciences and even the CBD medication, we spoke to a number of diabetics experts who said there is not sufficient evidence that shows CBD can have an effect on diabetes. And there were particular concerns about it being used in a place like Vanuatu, where non-communicable diseases are a major problem there, and it's something that the government and other NGOs are working towards. What gives you the confidence to put your name behind something like Phoenix Life Sciences when it has been come under so much controversy, particularly in Vanuatu, when it comes to treating things like diabetes?
Well, first of all, I think it's absolutely critical, and the timing is so perfect. You know, one of the things that we have to realize is that, you know, the CBD industry is reaching over $1 billion in sales, and that the likelihood that the FDA will eventually put great regulations around this is inevitable. First of all, CBD oil has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years and been used not only on diabetics, but on cancer patients, Lyme patients, autoimmune diseases, people with seizures, fibromyalgia. The list is so long. And my role is as an educator, educating people on the benefits of the CBD oil only for one reason, and that is that the demand is there. Not only is the demand there, but the research has proven that people are in less pain when they go on it. And if you look at the industry of naturopathic medicine and natural remedies, you will see a different type of research. What the kind of research you're going to see is that these diabetics are no longer losing their limbs the way they used to. Why is that? Because of the circulation that is better. because of the CBD oil.
I'll just stop you there because obviously we don't want to make claims that aren't scientifically based. And I know you are a doctor yourself, Dr. Ronnie, and I hope these are based on studies. But the information that I got speaking to diabetics experts is that, yes, there might be studies that exist, but we don't have the information, the sort of studies, the peer-reviewed clinical trials that mean that this is a ready marketable drug. And the very fact is that Phoenix Life Sciences drug, the product that you, I believe you have, I don't even know if it's in production yet, hasn't got FDA approval. So well and good that CBD might be useful, but your product that you have your name behind doesn't necessarily have that approval from any authority yet. So why should the Vanuatu people, why should the Vanuatu government be confident in Phoenix Life Sciences coming to their country, saying that they have an answer to diabetes, maybe not the cure, but an answer? Why should they be confident when there's nothing that shows that you've got any track record when it comes to treating any illness?
Mm-hmm. So over here, I think if you look at the situation of a track record, and you're right about the clinical trials, there's so much information. I mean, volumes and volumes of information that the CBD oil does decrease inflammation that makes the patient life or the client life much better.
But I'll stop you again. I'll stop you again, Dr. Ronnie. I'm talking about Phoenix Life Sciences product. CBD oil, mm-hmm. I mean, there has been some research when it comes to that. But how about Phoenix Life Sciences products, which is what Vanuatu has signed up to in the previous health plans? And the memorandum of understanding. Why do you feel comfortable putting your name behind Phoenix Life Sciences products, not just CBD in the, you know, general sense, but why Phoenix Life?
Because like I was saying, I believe that we're getting ready to operate out of pure, organic, safe soil. That's the first thing. The other thing is that the environment and what we're getting ready to do over there leads us to an opportunity to do what's called multimedia education with the people over there. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And we're getting ready to visit not soon. This is a company that's going to be growing in what I call natural holistic remedies that we're starting to produce and different types of oils, not just for diabetes. That's just a great start. But I think that we have already done research in all types of different modalities when it comes to this product line.
And we currently do have products available.
Okay.
We're working with our media team to make sure that they're released without controversy. We wanted to have these interviews and dialogues as well. But we do have over 27 products that are available and will be available in the next couple of weeks, and that we will also be bringing over for presentation to the government and allowing the people to use at no cost.
That was CEO of Phoenix Life Sciences, Willis Victory, along with naturopathic doctor and Phoenix Life Sciences Chief Medical Officer, Roni Deluz, speaking with reporter Priyanka Srinivasan. And since doing that interview, the Director General of Vanuatu's Health Ministry, Russell Tamata, has told us that Phoenix Life Sciences has indeed approached the government, but they have no intention to proceed because of the global pandemic. He also said Vanuatu cannot accept any trials of this level in the country, and that the government's priority now is on COVID-19, and that is their paramount concern.